flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There must have been some magic in that oversized hat they found. Yeah, Donnie, because you don't like that, we're going to play it again later in the show. Let me ask you a question, my friend, and welcome back to another Donnie Football Friday fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Who had the worst PR tour this week? The Pirates and Bob Nutting with their fan survey on fan satisfaction, or this?
In terms of the players, they both have said they'd like to come back, so that's a good start.
Donnie! Oh, my God. Have the Penguins... All right, who had the worst PR week? The Penguins by losing to the San Jose Sharks. The Pirates by asking fans how satisfied they are with the team wanting to compete, or this?
In terms of the players, they both... have said they'd like to come back, so that's a good start.
Donnie, I don't know that we've ever been in a worse place in this town. I really don't. I can't remember it. I came here in November of 1989 and moved to Holden Street in Shadyside. Worked at Everything Yogurt with a purple hat on. Took the 71C from Shadyside downtown to Fifth Avenue Place. I was in a bad place. It wasn't great then, as I recall, the three teams. The Steelers were sort of at the tail end of the Chuck Knoll era, although right in there they had the great playoff upset over Glanville that Chuck Knoll enjoyed so much because he hated that guy. The Pirates were about to be good again,
mm-hmm.
and the Penguins had Mario, and they were about to be good. It wasn't great times in the late 80s, but they were about to be great for some. This is really bad. Which of those would be the worst sort of vibes to send to your fans? Losing to the San Jose Sharks, the worst team in hockey. Sending out a fan survey where you already know all the answers, asking them if they really think you're in it to win it when you just spent an off season where your biggest signing was Andrew McCutchen, or this? Should we hear it again?
In terms of the players, they both have said they'd like to come back, so... That's a good start.
That's just such an unintentionally funny line.
Which is worse?
So that's a good start.
Yeah.
I mean, the Penguins' loss is going to be the least worse, I'll say. I mean, yeah, they lost to the worst team in hockey. They're having a bad season.
Yeah.
I get that. It wasn't really anything like they did outside of the actual on-ice product itself. I actually would put the Pirates thing in the middle because I don't know. They're going to see the answers to this, you would think. They're not going to like the answers they see to those surveys because I got a survey. I don't know if you got one. I assume that Austin got one.
I filled one out.
I mean, I answered it honestly. And, you know, even though I'm a Hope Springs Eternal type guy with the Pirates, I answered it with hard truth and honesty, as I'm sure many people did, and they had joy doing so. But now we just have Steelers owner Art Rooney saying, yeah, well, I mean, I think these guys want to come back. So
in terms of the players, they both have said they'd like to come back, so that's a good start.
I don't know if we want either one of them. I don't really know if they want us, but
that's a good start.
Yeah, you know, they're both. They seem to want to be here. That's a good sign. And whichever one shows up first on Tuesday gets the job.
It's also tough with Art because his tone and demeanor, yes, like it never changes.
Right.
Like I feel like
you don't want to run through a wall for him, do you?
Yeah. No matter what happens, it's the same exact tone. It doesn't sound overly chipper and joyous. It doesn't sound completely down in the dumps. Although just his baseline tone sounds closer to the dumps than it does.
I know.
At the heights of things, but I feel like they could have won the Super Bowl, and it would have been.
I know.
Well, we won the Super Bowl, so right. That's a good start.
Yeah. Benzie, our friend over at the Trib, went through the Pirate survey and answered the questions for himself in a column today. It was tremendous. Question 4, I believe, was, would you imagine yourself, a friend, or a family member being proud to work for the Pittsburgh Pirates? A, definitely not. B, probably not. C, might or might not. D, probably yes. And E, definitely yes. And Benzie answered A, definitely not, especially if they work in whatever department came up with this survey, which is a tremendous line. The whole column is worth your read limits, I think.
I'll have to read it. I was too afraid to fill out the survey thinking that they'd track the answers back to me somehow.
It's just amazing stuff. All right, so then there's the general state of the Steelers. And I thought that Art was very careful with the big pack of media. Like, Ron and I had him on 1 year. And I was being critical of the team even that year. And this was seems like, you know, decades ago. It was after the Jacksonville loss, the Blake Bortles fiasco. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, Joe, you know, we were 13-3. Fair enough. But now all these years later, I'm not sure, you know, we were 10-8 really solves anything. But when he spoke with Ashley, it was the first time, and maybe just the aggregate of all these questions got to him. Again, with his tone, you never know that something actually gets to him. But this was the first time he stood up a little bit in defense of his team. And I don't think this is going to win many PR points either, Donnie. Here we go.
I mentioned I'm a born and bred Pittsburgher, too. I've followed this team for my entire life. We know the culture that you guys have built in this organization. Recently, some fans, some commentators, things like that have been maybe calling into question the culture a little bit, the lack of fight we've seen maybe from years past, maybe the lack of discipline we've seen from years past. Is that something that concerns you or bothers you when you hear that come into question?
No, I think I'm very comfortable with the culture in this team. And I think it is a winning culture. I think people need to keep it in perspective here. Even though we haven't kind of reached our goal of winning a Super Bowl, we've had winning teams. We've been making the playoffs. And I understand the disappointment in terms of not succeeding in the postseason. And that, you know, that's what we have to do. But, it's not like we haven't had some success around here. And we just need to continue to build on the culture that we have. And, you know, players like TJ and Cam Hayward, you know, those kind of players, you know, help you with the culture and make sure that it's being passed down to the younger players.
Joe, I remember when the Jim Rooney comments came out last week.
Yes.
When he was on the Ross Tucker podcast.
Yes.
And the guys and I in the afternoon said, this is basically an admission to how Art feels.
It's a window into it.
They probably had these conversations. And, you know, there were a few people that would refute that and say, like, well, how do you know they've had conversations? Well, I don't know. They're brothers. They probably talk about, you know, the team's lack of playoff success, whatever, you know, how the seasons have gone. And then when he's with the big group of media earlier this week, he downplays what Jim said completely. He said,
right,
you know, Jim's, you know, that's his opinion. Good luck selling your book, whatever. That was just a different set of words saying the exact same thing.
You took my exact take. I agree with you.
I think people should remember we have had success around here. Yeah, not for 15 years. Okay, you got to an AFC Championship game almost a decade ago. It was January of 2017. Like, okay, yeah, if you want to say last 25 years like your brother did, sure, you have had success compared to the rest of the
compared
NFL.
Compared to the mean.
Yes, you've been above the mean. You've been above average. That's terrific.
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's where I was going. When he says people need to keep it in perspective, I don't know if he understands, especially when it's said in monotone, how that enrages a fan base. No, I imagine fans saying, we don't need to keep it in perspective, Art. And if you want some perspective, in the last 8 years, you need to stop saying that you haven't succeeded in the playoffs. The proper phrasing is you haven't competed in the playoffs.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've been blown out every single time. You haven't been competitive in a playoff game since 2016. So when people say, or when Art says, it's not like we haven't had some success around here, you've had some, just not as much as the Houston Texans, Art. They've doubled you up over a long period of time. They've been better than you, rebuilt, and become better than you again. So please, I mean, if that isn't the most defeatist statement I've ever heard out of Steelers headquarters, I don't know what is. Because Jim's didn't officially come out of the headquarters. But man, they were exactly what Art just said. Like, hey. Everybody kind of, let's step back and put it into perspective.
Yeah, it was the exact same thing that Jim said. He just changed the words around a little bit. Almost
right.
Like, and I think you said it, he got into like a little bit of a defensive or, you know, a attacking tone there. Like, hey, I still like the culture around here. We do win a lot. We get to the playoffs often.
Yeah.
We haven't had playoff success, but we do get there often. It was the exact same thing. So that basically confirms that what Jim said
Bingo.
Is what Art also thinks.
Bingo. And I think the Steelers have one last thing they're holding on to. When Art says, it's not like we haven't had some success. You know, we do some winning around here, you know. Let's keep it in perspective. Okay. Let's look at the 8-year playoff winless drought. Because that's really what we're talking about here, is 8 years without being competitive in a playoff game, let alone winning one. Let's just look at the AFC North, if you would. Playoff wins in the last 8 years. Bengals 5, Ravens 3, Browns 1, Steelers none. Playoff games in which you were competitive and had a chance to win, or, God forbid, won. Ravens 7, Bengals 7, Browns 2, Steelers none. Super Bowl appearances, Bengals 1, everybody else none. Conference championship games, Bengals 2, Ravens 1, Steelers and Browns none. Playoff, you don't lead in that either. That's the Ravens with 6, you've got 5. Playoff wins, well, I already mentioned that one. Wins overall, you don't lead in that either. The Ravens do. Division titles, the Ravens have doubled you up and you're tied with the Bengals. So the last number, the last thing that this Steelers organization is clinging to is this godforsaken non-losing streak that's more attributable to Ben Roethlisberger, in other words, more attributable to the losing season they had in 2003 than anything else. That's what they're hanging on to. And yes, I concede, in non-losing seasons in this playoff drought in the AFC North, the Steelers have 8 of them. Strike up the band, Donnie. The Ravens have 7 of them. 1 year they went 8-9. They
and Lamar missed like half the season.
They should have folded the franchise because they went 8-9, and then the Bengals have 4. They're clinging to that. That's it. The non-losing streak is like their last frontier of we're the Steelers and you're not.
That's why I'm really curious as to what would happen if that did come to an end. And I know people have predicted that for, what, probably the last 2 or 3 years now. Like, hey, this is going to be...
Do you think he'd fire Mike?
I don't think he would fire him. I think that would be a point where, like, I'm almost wondering if Mike himself is saying, you know what, once I do go below 500, once that streak ends, I'm done. And I'm out of here. I'm not saying it will. I'm wondering
What if it happens next year? He'd still have 2 years and like $30 million left on his deal.
Yeah, so probably not. I had a theory the other night, though, Joe, if you want me to share that
Please.
With you.
Yes, I do.
That is that they will both be done after Tomlin's contract is up in 2027.
I heard that, and it was a great take, and I referenced it. Why don't we get back into that after we talk to Ray? I wanted to leave. What did I want to leave with here? Oh, well, just the fact that this team, and it's almost like, you know, I wonder if Art realizes the magnitude of fan upset. I know he says his inbox is full and laughs a little bit, but he's coming off a season in which they were 10-8, lost their last 5 games for the first time ever, when one of them included a playoff game, and were humiliated nationally in a playoff game when Kirk Herbstreit said they're quitting in the first half. They got humiliated by their arch rivals. Call me crazy, but I don't think that's the time as the person running the franchise to get up in front of people, and you know they're watching, and say people need to keep it in perspective. We still have a winning culture. It's not like we haven't had some success around here. I don't know who's advising Art on what to say. That ain't it. That ain't it. And I heard Pony talking the other day about me talking about what people want to hear from Art is a little bit of indignation and outrage. And no, that doesn't make up for a lack of action. I'll take action any day. But all he had to win the other day and this whole week was the PR battle. The news conference battle, the media meeting battle. And man, he lost just like the Steelers do in every single playoff game. By double digits, he got blown out this week. That was a disastrous week for Art Rooney and the Steelers. Would you agree?
I would.